This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Triceptor Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Triceptor Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Feels good to be in the studio today. You know, I took a few days off for my birthday and I didn't train and drank some wine. Too much wine. Rob Regish is with us today because it's the Blueprint Power Hour. Rob, you don't drink wine, do you?
No, never touch it, brother.
Okay. Well, I got to tell you something. My body doesn't metabolize wine well, and I am glad that this birthday celebration is over. I am officially 54 years old. That's right. And this is going to be my strongest year yet. I can promise you that. I'm getting focused. Elisa is helping me. She is the beacon in my life, and I am really, really getting psyched because I am going to do some sort of powerlifting competition by the end of this year. I said it. I'm going to do it. Okay? So there you go. And welcome back to another Blueprint Power Hour, one of the most popular shows at the Superhuman Radio Network. How are you, Rob Regish?
Doing fantastic. How about you, Carl?
Fantastic. And then later in the show, we have Dr. Tim Jackson coming on to talk about hyperbaric training. There was a typo in the Facebook. It said hypobaric. I was not awake when I did that. It's hyperbaric training. We're going to be talking about hyperoxia and what it can do for you. So that's going to be an interesting second half of today's show. We've got lots of great questions. The questions just get better and better. It just tells you that people are listening, isn't it?
Yeah, we've got a great mix here of everything from training, flexibility issues, supplementation, diet. So, and we've got two new Blueprint Power Hour tips of the day. So I'll be dropping those at the end of the episode.
Okay. All right. So we should probably get started right away and jump right into the questions. The first one comes from Will Faulkner. He says, is there a practical way to train the chest using occlusion techniques? He's talking about katsu. If so, where would you apply the restricting bands? And I've thought a lot about this myself. So let's hear what you have to say about that.
Yeah, I've gotten this question. I've received numerous questions along this line for the chest, and it does really stimulate your thinking because, you know, in practical terms, it's tough to visualize. It's not like slapping an arm cuff on.
Yeah.
So, you know, going forward, I'll be referring to occlusion, katsu, what have you, as bondage training. That just sounds a little edgier, right?
Okay.
A little freakier. But here's what I found in the process of researching this, and this is really interesting. In 2006, the International Journal of Katsu Training Research published an article comparing the EMG activity of blood flow restricted limbs and non-restricted trunk muscles, in this case the pecs, during multi-joint movements, in this case the bench press, with and without katsu. So as a refresher, EMG, electromyography, is just a technique for evaluating and recording the electrical activity produced by the skeletal muscles.
Right.
So here's what they found. They took 12 test subjects, 6 women, 6 men. They had them perform 4 sets of the bench press using only 30% of their 1-rep max and performing repetitions in the range of 30 reps the first set, and 15 in the 3 subsequent sets. They recorded the EMG activity in both the triceps as well as the pecs, and some very, very interesting findings. In the first set, the mean exercise intensity from the normalized EMG group was approximately 40% of 1-rep max in both the control and katsu conditions.
Right.
So during the first set, there really was no difference. Things changed, though, dramatically by the time they got to the fourth set. Because once they got to the fourth set, what they found was that the mean exercise intensity of both the triceps and the pecs in the katsu group were 60 to 70% as compared to only about 50% in the control group.
So are you saying that by putting the, okay, and the band was put in the traditional place to stimulate the bicep-tricep occlusion?
Right. And here's the interesting part, and really what I think the bottom line is in the answer to this question. There's some pretty strong evidence here that vascular restriction techniques offer benefits not only seen in isolation exercises for the limbs when you're wearing, right, the cuff on your upper arm.
Right.
But also the trunk muscles of the body. The only qualifiers being is, looking at this study, you need to use multi-joint exercises instead of the traditional isolation exercises for the arms, and perform them for multiple sets, at least four.
You know why this really makes sense? Because if you look at the vasculature of the pectoral muscle and the adjoining shoulder, that then feeds the arm. It's all the same. It's the thoracic, the lateral thoracic, the subscapular, the subthoracic, and the thoracic acromelia arteries that literally come through the pectoral and shoulders and down into the arm. So it makes perfect sense. You know, if you kink a hose, pressure occurs on both sides of that hose.
Yeah. And you know, like you said, you know, when you performed the one-day arm experiment, you had noted growth elsewhere as well.
Oh,
right?
my traps were prouder. You know what I mean?
Right. So, you know, that was extremely interesting to me. And the bottom line, it does not appear that you need to,
specialize
any separate band around the chest per se to reap the hypertrophy benefits as long as you're wearing it around the upper arm. So, Will, I'm hoping that helps.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I mean, I'm looking at the my anatomy and physiology diagrams of the vasculature of the upper chest, and it literally branches off from the arteries that go down into the arm. So if you back up, if you're trapping blood in the muscle, you're also trapping blood upstream from the passages that are coming to the muscle, which happens to pass through the pectoral and the front deltoid.
Yeah.
Interesting. Very, very interesting. You know what? Next time I use, and I haven't used the bicep bands since I did my experiment, and I should be wearing them more often, to tell you the truth. But next time I wear them, I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to wear them on the days that I'm training chest and shoulders, and see if I feel a greater pump.
You know, it can't hurt, and there's a lot of evidence here that it can help. So,
yeah.
You know, more power to you. Yeah. Do it.
Okay, great question, by the way. So there you go. Okay, we'll go a little long in this first segment and to answer this next question. This is from Gareth Denyer, a longtime listener to the show. He says, Rob, what supplements do you personally use and recommend other than Synthogen? Do you have preferences when it comes to protein and carb powders? Now, we should also say that before Rob introduced Synthogen, it is a supplement that he blended for himself and used for himself for a very long time. So Synthogen wasn't something that Rob said, hey, let me come up with a supplement that I can sell. Actually, Rob talked to me numerous times and said, you know, I've been experimenting with this blend and it's helping me. I think I'm going to come up with a supplement. So what else do you like besides the blends that you've been experimenting with?
Well, you know, I have to tell you, historically, I have been a consumer of Beverly's proteins and their liver tabs. You know, their reputation in the industry speaks for itself. I also like Extreme Formulations Ultra Peptide 2.0 protein. It is one of the few legitimate cold processed, ways. And I think there's also micellar calcinate in there. I'll tell you this, man, they've got the flavoring down. That's for sure.
Yeah.
With respect to carb powders, Thermacarb as well as Pure Carbolin and Vitargo were favorites. Now I say they were because I find I no longer need the carbs to recover, from the demanding workouts that I'm going through since I've been using Synthogen. The comment specifically around the Pure Carbolin, you know, I know they've recently become a sponsor on the show, but any of my guys will tell you almost 2 years ago, I was steering guys to Pure Carbolin as part of the quote-unquote formula intra-workout drink. Why? Because I ran glucometer tests on all kinds of different Waxy Maize products up to and including Vitargo, Quick Carb, and Pure Carbolin. And it was my opinion at the time that Carbolin was the sweet spot in terms of cost to benefit ratio. It's not quite as pricey
as
Vitargo.
You know, now you better be careful, Rob. You're endorsing someone else's product, and you're going to get heat on one of the forums now for doing that. You know that.
Well, for the record, I was doing that years ago, but in any case, I am very picky though when it comes to proteins, and I think most people should be, given they build directly into your structure, and you know who you are today is largely a product of the quality of proteins that you have put into your body over the past year. And in fact, you know, there are good radioisotope studies out there showing that everything from your hair down to your toenails is rebuilt in a little more than a year's time from the protein that you consume.
Yeah.
Now, the body, you know, we all know people that, you know, smoke cigarettes like a chimney and drink, and they're still alive. The point being, the body will do a patchwork job to keep you alive, but listen, you want to build a body of brick. You don't want to build it of straw. You pick high quality proteins. And those are a couple of my favorites.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, in terms of other companies, Thermalife, you know, I can't say enough about them. Listen, when you're going to the Institute of Chemistry and Plant Sciences in Uzbekistan to get your raw materials for their Ebol and other products, you know you're dealing with a quality company. Molecular Nutrition is another one. I've used their X Factor.
I gotta tell you who I'm really high on right now. I've been wanting them to be a sponsor of this show for a very long time. And they finally agreed. And that is Full Strength Nutrition, Sean Phillips' company. When you look at their MRP and compare it to other MRPs out there, you get the notion that Sean Phillips really cares about what goes into people's bodies. I mean, they have probiotic blends in their MRP. They have no crappy hydrolyzed, tendon protein. They have they're using oatmeal flour as their carbohydrate source. The list goes on and on. They have added vitamin K in there. I mean, it's like you look at this and you go, wow, here's a guy who reads all the research, pays attention to it, and allows it to seep into the product that he produces. And you got to love a company like that, because ultimately we don't want to abandon our health in pursuit of our goals. And a product like Full Strength is one of the products that you can use and feel good about. So I agree with you. You know, I never thought about it before, but what I'm putting in my body today is going to be representative of what my body looks like a year from now.
Yeah, I mean, Linus Pauling said it on his deathbed. Host cell resistance is the key.
Yeah.
You know, you got to build a house of brick.
Yeah, I
agree. Not straw.
All right, we're going to take our first commercial break. When we come back, we've got plenty of questions supplied by intelligent listeners. And if you want to ask Rob Regish a question, there's a couple ways you could do it. You can go to his Facebook page, which, by the way, he has a new Mass Pro Synthogen Facebook fan page that we need you to like. You can email it here to onair@superhumanradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour.
Have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the bloodstream, you get the best single legal performance-enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com. today.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old 4-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour here on Superhuman Radio, a fan favorite show with author of the Blueprint, Rob Regish. Before we go right into the next segment, I just had a thought. I've been running ads on different websites because I'm looking for two people to come and work here at Superhuman Radio Network. Number one, I need a social media marketing manager, someone who understands the social media network and how to get us a greater degree of popularity on Facebook and Pinterest and all these other websites out there. If you are one of those people who does this for a living, please email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Also, if you've ever sold advertising, radio, TV, newspaper, print ads for magazines and so on, and would like to come aboard and help us grow this station with an opportunity that will earn you $100,000 a year from home. But you have to be the kind of person who knows how to sell. I can't teach you how to sell. You have to bring that here. But if you've sold advertising before, please email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. Okay? There you go. All right, so let's get back at it, Rob Regish. We've got another question here. Let me look into my bag of tricks. It looks like Benjamin Langford. It says Scott Lindsay reflexibility issue. I don't get it. Is this two different people that asked this question?
Yeah, they both asked questions pertaining to flexibility. Ben's has to do with his shoulders. He's finding it hard to reach back and grab the bar for squats.
Oh, I've talked about that here on the show. I have the same problem.
Yeah, and Scott, on the other hand, you know, he's having some of the similar issues, but more importantly, super tight hips and tight hip flexors, which, you know, is certainly not uncommon. So,
right.
you know, allow me to elaborate on that.
Let's
because,
go.
I've had to deal with this in the past, and here's the fix. First things first, the two best books I have ever read on this topic, are Super Joints and Loaded Stretching by Pavel Satsulini, I think, as you pronounce his name, Pavel. Most people know him as Pavel. You can find these books at dragondoor.com or Amazon. They're both around $35, or you can buy the DVDs for $25. Both are well worth the money, folks. You're going to learn things in here that you will not find elsewhere. But with respect to increasing shoulder flexibility, it's important to understand the root cause. And for most, that usually boils down to two things. One, you know, a lot of us are locked into limited movement patterns, and that becomes ingrained into your central nervous system. Secondly, fascia develops this fuzz-like substance between sheets of muscle tissue. The fuzz acts almost like Velcro, making the sheets of the tissue that used to be slippery, now they stick together. So, Ben, with respect to your shoulder issues, here's how I overcame mine, and it's an easy trick. What I do is I use a mini flex band. They're the green ones. I usually get them from EliteFTS.com. That's Dave's site, Dave Tate. I stand on it, stand on it with my toes, let's say. Your feet should be approximately shoulder width apart. Now, grasp the band in front of you with your hands about 18 inches apart. Slowly bring that band over your head to a point behind your neck and your shoulder blades. Then back again in front of you. Repeat. About three sets of 15 to 20 reps of that exercise prior to squatting or really any, you know, shoulder movements, are going to greatly benefit you. This is important though. As you work through each rep on each set, try pulling that band apart a little bit further each time. And doing so will radically increase your shoulder flexibility. It improves blood flow to the shoulder joint, and it's going to make reaching that bar on squats a breeze. Because if you think about it, how often do trainees actually perform a movement anywhere similar to that? You know, they don't.
No.
And the beauty of the band is it allows you to gradually expand your range of motion. You're going to walk out of there with some nice blood flow in the shoulders and the flexibility that you need to squat and grasp that bar.
What is it? You know, it just baffles me. At one time, I thought that all of the preponderance of shoulder injuries was more a result of the the poor design of the shoulder, for lack of better, you know, understanding. But now I'm starting to think that maybe it has a lot more to do with specifically the way we train. I meet more people that have the same exact shoulder problems. Once I was told it's because we train chest more than back, and so the shoulder becomes out of alignment. But that's not true with me, because I train back far stronger, far more so than I do chest. What is it? What do you think the problem really is here with shoulders?
Well, Mother Nature didn't screw up. The problem is, you were spot on in terms of it's the movements that create a lot of the shoulder issues. And the two biggest offenders in the gym today are the bench press and the behind-the-neck seated press, either seated or standing. And the reason for that is very simple. The elbows are splayed out at a 90-degree angle. And it puts a very unnatural stress on the rotator cuff muscles. You know, if you ask somebody or anybody to pick a baby or a bag of groceries up above their head, they're not splaying their elbows out. They're lifting it up and away.
Right.
And the practical effect being the elbows are kept in line with the body. So, you know, when you are repeatedly hammering away with elbows at 90 degrees, and gripping the bar with something other than a pronated or palms in grip, you're asking for trouble. And over time, yeah, it builds up. So there are your
Is it possible to, do you think that then, with that being said, do you think that complete rehabilitation can be found by abandoning these bad shoulder movements for a period of time and emphasis and focus on things that do strengthen the rotator cuff. Things like the, remember the power horn, or what was it called? That bar that went over your shoulder, over your neck, under
the
your
shoulder
arm,
horn.
The shoulder horn. And these types of movements.
That was going to be my next suggestion.
Okay,
my gym does have a shoulder horn, and unfortunately, most people don't avail themselves to it. It is a tremendous tool.
So do you think that just focusing on the rotator cuff muscles and truly making them stronger could free those of us with shoulder problems?
Absolutely. And you know what? It's a very inexpensive piece of foam equipment that most people sadly pass up. And, you know, let's face it. The stronger your rotator cuff muscles are, the stronger you're going to be able to push and pull.
Yeah.
So, you know, those are all highly recommended. Ben, I'm hoping those suggestions allow you to squat pain-free. I know they will. You know, I use the same thing, and I'm able to grasp that bar no problem.
You know what I just thought, too, for people who don't have just one thing. For people who don't have a shoulder horn, what you can resort to is put a bar on a flat bench, like a bench press bench, and then sit sideways on the bench and put your arm over the bar so that it's up in the air like you're making a left turn. You know how you, when you hand signal to make a left turn? And you can use the bar to steady your elbow while you do a shoulder horn-esque type movement. Have you ever tried that, Rob?
Yeah, I've seen people use an easy curl bars for that too.
There you go.
You know, it's something to play around with. But definitely, you know, the flex band is cheap. You can do it anywhere. And it works, and it works fast. You will note some huge differences in your flexibility, trust me. With respect to Scott's hip flexor issue, I've got two solutions here. The first is, standing on one leg, raise your other leg behind you as high as possible and rest it on top of a table or another piece of furniture. Mark the position your toe is at. You know, you're standing either with a piece of tape or chalk on the ground, just for consistency's sake. Once that other foot is elevated behind you, relax for a minute, and then lift your leg a little higher, using only your leg. Don't have a partner assist you doing it. Once you're able to lift that a little higher, have your partner slip a book underneath your foot. Hold that again for 1 minute. And repeat that exercise until you can no longer raise your leg any higher. What you're going to feel is a very nice stretch in your hip flexors. And although it isn't, it's painful at first, in time you're going to grow to actually enjoy it because you're going to lose the tight hips and the hip flexor issues you've been having. Now, if you don't have a partner, the way I like to do it is this. Find yourself a high bench, ideally a freestanding bench. Lie face down on it, placing one leg out straight. Your opposing leg and foot should be on the ground out in front of you. Gradually raise your torso up and back until you feel the hip flexors stretching, and hold that for about 30 seconds. Three such holds for each leg will loosen the hips up, the hip flexors, and you will no longer suffer from these tight hip flexor issues. They're prevalent. They can really do you in, because anybody that's had hip issues can tell you they can put you out of action for a long time. Those are two easy, simple exercises you can do to loosen things up and make sure that you're not going to get injured once you get in there with tight hip flexors.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So I'm hoping that helps, Scott.
Okay. We have to take our next commercial break, and when we come back, we've got lots more questions supplied by you. And will be answered by Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Blueprint Power Hour on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back. C Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolates, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Super Charger immediately.
Get stronger, feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. This is the Blueprint Power Hour. Later in the show, Dr. Chim Jackson comes on. We talk about hyperbaric training. Hyperbaric training is becoming very, very popular and available to the masses. Just this weekend, Elisa showed me an ad in a local newspaper where you can rent a hyperbaric chamber by the week. What's going on here? We're all going to look like Michael Jackson soon. Anyway, right now we're talking to a much more sensible person than Michael Jackson, and that is Rob Regish. He has the answers that you are looking for about your training, your nutrition, your supplementation, and we move forward. And so let's see, who's the next question? Next question comes from Joey Gleason. Joey says, hey, Rob, I'm keeping with the theme and tips for really tight Achilles tendons. I love to occasionally sprint really hard, and it can make days before the Achilles, it can take days before the Achilles are not sore to the touch. Plyo workouts do the same. So what do you think?
Well, I can empathize, Joey, because I had similar issues, maybe not quite as severe, but, you know, there are two issues to address here, flexibility and strengthening that Achilles tendon via eccentric loading. So in effect, a loaded stretch. Here's the fix. one of the things that helped me greatly was, you know, lying on the ground, you can either loop a towel rope, or I like to use a heavy flex band around the ball of my foot, right underneath the toes. Elevate your foot slightly and pull slowly back on that band for a 30-second stretch. About three such stretches prior to physical activity, and again afterwards, is going to greatly increase your flexibility and range of motion. I could not get that one-legged squat down until I could keep my whole foot flat on the floor. And that particular exercise allowed me to do that. But secondly, the Achilles tendon does need to be strengthened. And the way I like to go about that is with eccentric loading. Now, that can be accomplished a number of different ways, but my favorite are something called jump soles, and I've talked about these before. If you go to jumpusa.com, you can get a visual as to what I'm talking about. These are, you Velcro these onto a pair of sneakers, and in effect, what it does is it transfers the heel under the ball of your foot. So a couple of things on that. It is very important to go slow when you start using these things. You don't want to make the mistake I made. I couldn't walk for a few days. I won't go into it. But after stretching your Achilles tendons with the bands, as I just, you know, walked through, begin by just standing or walking in these jump soles for 5 minutes a day, 3 days a week. When you're able to walk around in them for about 15 minutes or so, you're ready for what I call wall jumps. And these are very simple. All you do is you strap those things onto your sneakers, you put your hands against the wall, and you jump up and down for about 3 minutes, three times a week. Thereafter, you can add a minute every week to these sessions. Now, you know, that sounds simple, but trust me, 3 minutes is a long time to be jumping in those shoes. The transition from standing or walking in these versus jumping and ultimately jogging in them needs to be carefully managed. And here's why. By shifting the heel under the ball of your foot and jogging in these shoes, you transfer almost 9 times your body weight onto your calf muscles and, of course, the Achilles tendon. Now, in practice, a 200-pound guy, when he comes down on his foot, that's 1,800 pounds that the calf muscle, right, has to deal with. Provided you stretch prior to your jump sole work and afterwards, you will emerge with incredibly strong calves, Achilles tendons, and with a range of motion that is going to be vastly increased. Those two strategies, I am absolutely confident you're going to be able to take what was a weakness, that Achilles tendon that's tight and always sore, and you're going to walk away with a much greater range of motion and some big-ass calves. Because, you know, let's face it, jogging, it sucks.
Where is the Achilles tendon pain? Because I've had plantar fasciitis that makes the foot stiff in the morning, and the pain is generally in the heel up, and I'm wondering where Achilles tendon pain radiates to.
It's just at the very base of the back of the, you know, the foot. I mean, you can. Okay. I actually punctured mine in an accident. I had a piece of linoleum flooring that was cut into a wedge, and it just sliced it.
Because I would submit to to Joe that he may want to also consider addressing this in the same way you address plantar fasciitis. This sounds a little bit like that, to be honest with you.
Well, we have a question about that from Chris May, so it may be timely.
Okay. Let me get to the question first. How about that? Chris May says, this is great. Plantar fasciitis, what can I do? I run 12 to 15 miles a week and have flat feet. Had custom orthotics built because of the flat feet. Any tips to end the morning hobbling? Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I need some advice. Bad. This is painful. Don't say stop running either, Rob. That's what I was going to say, but I'm actually going to tell you where you should run. It's summertime and I love to run in the sun, and I don't blame you because I felt the same way. I got to tell you my experience with plantars, okay? Yeah. I got plantars really bad, close to a decade ago when I first started training heavy. I was doing heavy loaded calf movements on one of those cantilever hammer leg press machines. You know which one I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a plate loaded machine, and you kind of push down and away when you do the leg press. And I would push down and away, straighten my legs out, then creep my feet all the way down till just the balls and toes of my feet were on the plate, and I would do leg presses. Calf presses like that. And, you know, being a newbie, you know, going heavy was really important, and I overloaded my calves. And literally, what happens in plantar fasciitis is this. Where the tendon attaches beneath the heel starts to pull away from the bone. The bone grows out to stay in contact with the tendon, and you end up with a spur that is beneath the tendon. So every time you walk, you're literally pressing the tendon and the soft tissue against this spur. The traditional method of treating it is to inject you in the heels with a corticosteroid to make the inflammation go away. But this makes it worse because this causes you to damage it further. The spurs become bigger because they reach further and further out to keep the tendon attached. And ergo, it gets worse and worse. I stumbled onto what I'm going to tell you right now. Took the kids to Florida 1 year for spring break. Had a terrible bout of plantars going on. Every morning you wake up, you're in pain. You can't walk. Your feet don't want to flex. It takes a good 15, 20 minutes just to walk from the bedroom down the stairs into the kitchen. And then slowly it loosens up. And then once you're moving, it's fine. Then the next night you go to sleep. That night you go to sleep. The next morning you wake up and it starts all over again. And then there is pain throughout the day if you hyperextend the foot. I ran on the beach one morning, driving my barefooted heels into the sand over and over again. And I did this 3 mornings in a row. And I swear on the soul of my mother, I'm telling you the truth, I went home from Florida and never had plantars again. And the only thing I could think of after doing some general research into soft tissue issues and applying pressure, the sand conformed to the shape of my heel. It smashed the little nodules that I had growing beneath the tendons and ligaments, the soft tissue in my heel. And pulverized them, and they were gone. And at the same time, the gentle pounding of the sand conforming to the heel, did new micro trauma, new injuries, and caused my body to pay attention to the injury and heal it once and for all. And you'll find research similar to this with therapies that they use on tendon and ligament issues, where they take soft stones and kind of press it and re-injure it. That's what worked for me.
That's interesting. I came up with two solutions for Chris, one of which are night splints that are worn to keep the heel stretched out when you sleep. So by doing so, the arch of the foot doesn't become contracted at night, and it should reduce the hobbling issues he's having in the morning. Now, if you go to footsmart.com, they sell something called the FootSmart Plantar Fascialis Night Splint. Makes a lot of sense to me, you know. I mean, if you don't let it, you know, bunch up and contract at night, you should have less hobbling issues in the morning.
Can I speak real fast to these? Because I tried wearing them. You can't go to sleep with them. They pull the toe up. The pain at night as you're laying there in bed trying to find a comfortable position. Your ankles are rigid from the calf down. You can't move, and they hurt. And I couldn't fall asleep with them. I finally ripped them off and thought, oh, the hell with it. I'll deal with it in the morning, with the pain in the morning. So give it a shot. But that was my experience with them.
Okay. Well, if that doesn't do the trick, there is a new treatment that's being investigated. It's called extracorporeal real shockwave therapy, or ESWT for short. What it does is it uses energy pulses to induce microtrauma to the tissue of the plantar fascia. That microtrauma is thought to induce a tissue repair process by the body. Might not be unlike what you were describing, Carl. It was first reported in 1996. There have been some successful results reported using it, and the FDA subsequently approved it in the year 2000 for the treatment of plantar fasciitis.
Fasciitis, right.
So, you know, the bottom line here is, give the night splints a shot and see if it does the trick. If it doesn't, before you take any cortisone shots or resort to surgery, I'd ask your doc about that ESWT treatment, real wave shock therapy. It seemed to be something that was pretty promising. I can empathize. I have flat feet too. I don't quite have the same issues, but I do know all about, you know, it just makes running
okay.
Hell.
We have to go into a break, but here's my suggestion to you, okay? This is my
yep.
suggestion. Go to your local hardware store, buy a couple big bags of sand that you use in a kid's play box. Get a basin that you normally soak your feet in water so it comes up to your ankles. Fill it halfway up with sand or even higher. Place it by a chair where you sit. Drive the heels of your feet into it. It's going to hurt the first couple seconds, but just the first couple seconds. And as you get better at it, stand up and drive the heels of your feet into the sand over and over and over and over again. And do that for a few days and tell me if it doesn't go away on its own. That's my bet. It worked for me. I got a feeling it'll work for other people, too.
So all right.
That's my 2 cents. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we will continue to answer your questions during the Blueprint Power Hour with Rob Regish. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
No two amino acids have been studied more than creatine and beta-alanine, and no two amino acids have been shown to independently improve athletic performance better than creatine and beta-alanine. When you join these two ergogenic powerhouses together, you get unparalleled results. And when you bypass the stomach and deliver them right to the blood, you get the best single legal performance enhancing product bar none. Save 50% off your initial order by using the coupon code CB50. That's CB50. Go to ageforce.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beach Body Challenge from 21DayFit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21DayFit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at primordialperformance.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. the Blueprint Power Hour. Okay, I'm going to try to get right to the questions here because we're running low on time. This is from Swarup Tibby. Do you have any solutions for the growing number of spots I have on my chest, which seem to come from an increase when I take creatine? Really? They look like heat rashes or birthmarks. Is it a sign of bad quality creatine? That's a new one for me.
Yeah, you know, it's a definite possibility given some of the testing of various brands, especially those coming out of China, has shown to contain contaminants such as dicyan, diamide, and dihydrotriazine. Now, it's the dihydrotriazine that appears to be the mystery chemical insofar as being potentially toxic. And let's face it, when you're taking grams and grams, and a lot of guys load with 20 to 40 grams a day still, it can cause issues. My advice would be this. Ensure that the creatine you are taking is coming from a reliable source, preferably SKW's product out of Germany. This will usually bear the CreaPure logo. Have you seen that little CreaPure logo?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And you know what? And when you buy creatine nowadays, 99% of the time it is CreaPure.
You're right. And now alternatively, you can look into other ways of boosting ATP and phosphocreatine stores, such as using orotic acid in combination with peak ATP, which is what I elected to use in Synthogen, and it's just doing a tremendous job. So if creatine continues to present issues for you, I would look into that avenue.
I wonder if it's the creatine or what he's using to mix the creatine into as well.
Well, there are different theories. You know, some people feel that if you take it with too much sugar, it's going to cause issues. There's also a considerable body of research over many years, as you know, that creatine does increase testosterone and DHT, right, as well as IGF-1. Now, he did not cite acne here. He instead used the term heat rashes,
yeah,
or birthmarks.
Yeah.
But impurities they're out there. You should be aware of them. And, you know, hopefully I've offered a couple of solutions here,
yeah,
to find either the right creatine or some other nutraceuticals that will still get you to the grocery store.
Yeah, let's answer this last question, and then we can go on to the Blueprint Power Hour tip of the day. This is from Steve Benitzkis. Hi, Rob. I bought some plain 1,3-dimethylalamine with no added product. What do you think would be the best to go with stack with? To get best results, would it also be best to take it on an empty stomach? Would you also take it on non-training days? Okay, so hit it.
Okay, a lot of the big box companies right now are selling off their DMAA for pennies on the dollar. That is because of recent FDA warning letters sent to 10 companies. And you probably know who the biggest, you know, users are of the 1,3 in their products. I won't go out of my way to name them, but having said that, the FDA received a total of 42 adverse event reports on products containing DMAA, and they freely admit that the complaints don't establish that the DMAA was the cause of the incidents. Nevertheless, DMAA's days are numbered, so let's talk about your stash. The preferred stack with DMAA is good old caffeine, as it is with ephedrine. I'm not particularly fond of 1,3 DMAA. I just don't think it has either the punch ephedrine has, and it suffers from the same crash issues that ephedrine does. On the positive side, it does feel a bit cleaner. Like most stims, it will hit harder on an empty stomach. So here's your fix, and what I see is the solution. I would consider 20 milligrams of DMAA with about 100 milligrams of caffeine as a logical starting point to assess your tolerance level. I also feel DMAA or 1,3 is better suited to a pre-workout application versus using it multiple times per day, every day for fat loss. It's just, you know, nothing comes close to ephedrine caffeine for the latter. So if you're sitting on a lot of it, and I know a lot of people are, that is my opinion on how to best go about using it.
Okay. Now, let's do the Blueprint Power Hour tip of the day. What is it, Rob?
All right. We have two tips today. Let's talk about the Great Recession and Waxy Mays. I know a lot of guys are fans of Waxy Mays to use in their intra-workout drinks, and the history is somewhat interesting. You know, if you look at maltodextrin, for example, maltodextrin was not prevalent in our little world until the early 1980s when Mike Zampano, working first with the Weider Group and later with Unipro, rolled out Carboplex. Today, you will find maltodextrin in various sorts everywhere, at your local grocery store, in baked goods, even in infant formulas. Maltodextrin is all over the place. The chief problem with these products is twofold. First, you never know quite what length the starch has been cut to. They can be as short as 2 glucose molecules or as long as cornstarch. In fact, most of the Waxy Maize being sold out there today is just that, cornstarch. That's not necessarily a bad thing, except for the following. I took a look at the typical price online of a Waxy Maize product. Okay, 5.95 pounds, I won't name the brand, for $26.95. Here's your recession Waxy Maize fix. You can head up to your local grocery store, and in the baking aisle, you will find cornstarch or pure cornstarch for as little as a little bit over a dollar a pound. Put that side by side with your Waxy Maize that you purchased online. You'll see it is the same exact stuff. Congratulations. You just saved 20 bucks on your intra-workout carb source.
Yeah, and plus if you get a rash between your legs, it works really good. My mother used to do that when I was a fat kid.
Yeah, you know, you can do the same with glycerin, by the way. You know, a lot of companies are pumping glycerin products out there. You can find glycerin at your local drugstore for under $5.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in that, it's there too, for pennies on the dollar. The final tip I have is this. Last week I spoke about canthaxanthin, which is a carotenoid that, I put forth as a way to, mitigate damage from the sun's rays, which we're all going to be out in this summer. Now, having said that, canthaxanthin isn't exactly cheap, and I received a couple of emails about possible alternatives. There is another related carotenoid known as astaxanthin, which is A-S-T-A-X-A-N-T-H-I-N. Much like canthaxanthin, it protects against lipid peroxidation up to 500 times that of vitamin E. It also protects the skin and eyes by squelching singlet and triplet oxygen. It crosses the blood-brain barrier, and it increases, there's research that shows that it increases muscular endurance in doses as low as 2 to 8 milligrams a day. Here's the best part. You can get a whopping 20 grams of the stuff in dry beadlet form for under $20 at beyondacentury.net. That's equivalent to around 400 doses.
Oh, wow.
So if, go ahead, Carl.
No, that's really good.
It is, because, you know, a lot of these carotenoids are emerging as, very, very powerful protective antioxidants.
Yeah.
And, if you can't spring for canthaxanthin, then I do think this other xanthin, astaxanthin, is a viable alternative. Now, I don't think it will do quite the job that canthaxanthin will, but considering the effects that it has, and in particular, the increases in muscular endurance, you know, for 20 bucks and the amount that you get, that's a worthwhile experiment in my book.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually think we made all the questions. We answered all the questions, and you did get the tip of the day in there, so we made it in time. You have tuned in to another Blueprint Power Hour. Thank you very much, Rob, for all the hard work that you do on these shows.
Absolutely, man. I love it.
Yeah,
I absolutely love it.
It's hard to get people to give you something for free, and Rob does it all the time. He delivers constantly. If you have questions for Rob Regish, you can email them to onair@superhumanradio.com, and they will be answered once every Tuesday. From 12 to 1, we have the Blueprint Power Hour, so don't miss it. Rob, thanks a lot for being on the show today, and we'll see you Thursday for the roundtable discussion on strength and hypertrophy.
Looking forward to it, brother. Thanks, Carl.
All right, talk to you soon. All right, stay tuned. When we come back, we will have Dr. Tim Jackson on. We're going to talk about hyperbaric therapy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
And Halo Extreme come right from the folklore of the Eastern Bloc athletes whose strength dominated the Olympic Games in the 60s. Halo Extreme contains oral turinabol, which increases strength, muscle hardness, and muscle mass while not converting to estrogen or DHT. Iron Mag Labs combines this with a powerful ecdysterone called 5-alpha-hydroxylaxigenin that has shown to increase protein synthesis by up to 200%. Halo Extreme is a great choice for beginners to advanced users looking for low side effects and crisp, lean, easy-to-maintain gain. Go to IronMagLabs.com today to order Halo Extreme.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, 4-Max. Old school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a four-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. 4-Max changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get 4-Max. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the 4-Max banner ad today.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Phytogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while you're in coma. Longifolia, Murapuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company. Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save 50% off your first order. Go to AgeForce.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. Okay. My next guest has been on the show before, and he's come back to talk about a topic that is really interesting to me, especially since there seems to be some emerging interest nationally into the area of hyperbaric therapy. How you doing, Dr. Tim Jackson?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Carl?
Fantastic, fantastic. First of all, hyperbaric therapy has been used by athletes and distance athletes, bicyclists, and so on for quite a long time, right?
It has, and they typically use the soft chambers, which we can get into. There's actually a big difference between the soft chambers that you see athletes sleeping in and the hard chambers.
Okay, well, what let's hit that first. What's the difference?
So the soft chambers, what you're doing is you're compressing room air, so the 80% nitrogen, 20% oxygen, and you only go up to pressures around 1.3 atmospheres. So sea level, you're at one atmosphere. With the hard chambers, you're using 100% medical grade oxygen, and you can go up to pressures as high as 3 atmospheres, depending on the condition you're treating for. So there's actually a much more potent effect with the hard chambers versus the soft chambers.
Okay, now wait a minute. You said 100%. You're not saying that the air inside the chamber is 100% oxygen, are you?
No, so what okay. you're doing is you're you're adding an oxygen concentrator that's 100% oxygen versus in the soft chambers. You can
it's
add
room air.
Sometimes an
right.
air. Yeah,
right.
exactly.
Yeah, because obviously, hyperoxia has been shown to have amazing benefits in a variety of different biological functions in the body. But there's a lot of people don't realize this, but if you were to breathe 100% oxygen, it would just burn your lungs right out.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about the hard chamber, correct?
Correct. Absolutely.
This was first popularized by Michael Jackson decades ago when people learned that he was sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber at night, and he was doing it in an effort to prolong life, and the health benefits, obviously. But, what is hyperbaric therapy, being used for the most in this day and age, since that's not being used by athletes, the hard chambers?
In traditional medicine, they use it for wound care, and that's really, one of the only FDA-approved conditions. So you'll have a wound care center attached to a hospital, and they really won't see any conditions outside of the wound care population. The off-label treatment's more for kids on the autism spectrum, individuals with autoimmune or neuroimmune issues, fractures, osteoradionecrosis, or bone issues from having radiation therapy are really the major ones that we see here because we treat the quote-unquote off-label cases.
What's being seen in autism spectrum and autism in general with the hyperbaric therapy?
Well, what you're seeing is an increase in cerebral blood flow. So most kids on the spectrum will have cerebral hypoxia. And if you do a SPECT scan pre and post treatment, you'll see increased cerebral activity and cerebral blood flow with the hyperbaric oxygen therapy. And there's a couple different theories as to why. One is when there's the more inflammation there is and the more cytokines present in the nervous system, the less oxygen uptake you'll have. Uh-huh. And by calming down some of the inflammation with the hyperbarics, you're able to actually increase cerebral blood flow.
Interesting. What I mean, not to get completely off track here, but why not just employ inversion with some of these children as well?
Inversion? Well, that's the thing. It won't stick if you just do the inversion.
Okay. Okay.
You're not going to submit the treatment.
Okay. So, do the children have to sleep in it? How long do they have to spend in a hyperbaric chamber in order to see results? And how long does the results last once they're out of the chamber?
Sure. So each treatment session typically lasts from 60 to 90 minutes. And depending on the condition you're treating for, most people will treat 4 to 5 times a week. Some people will treat every day. And usually the rule in hyperbaric medicine is that you haven't really tried it unless you've done 40 treatments. So the effect is somewhat additive and cumulative. And it's really not about just using the hyperbarics. We use the functional medicine testing, methylation testing, et cetera, to sort of prepare the body for hyperbarics and to cement the results longer.
Why would you have to prepare the body for hyperbarics? You would think that hyperoxia would be something that the body would rejoice into, but it sounds like if the body has a high toxic load, it can't benefit from it as well?
Well, what happens when you have a lot of heavy metals on board, they're essentially poisoning or disabling the enzyme systems in the body. And so if you start by opening up the methylation pathways, working on gut health to some degree, you will allow more benefit from the hyperbaric therapy because more enzymes will be turned on.
Interesting. So what else is hyperbaric therapy finding its way into as far as new modalities of treatment in modern medicine?
PTSD and traumatic brain injury. We work with a lot of soldiers coming back from overseas. There's a great deal of research coming out of LSU and some other places on using hyperbaric oxygen therapy with brain-injured soldiers and even with orthopedic injuries and expediting the healing time, reducing inflammation, et cetera.
What role does oxygen – I would think that – and this is – about a decade ago, I became very interested in hyperoxia as a modality for training. I actually had proposed to a gym here in Louisville that he invest in an oxygen generator, a medical-grade oxygen generator, and then supply cannulas up to the cardio rooms because of the benefits of breathing just mildly enriched oxygenated air during cardiovascular training. But one of the byproducts of hyperoxia is advanced oxidative stress, which makes perfect sense. So how do you balance the advanced oxidative stress to the body with the anti-inflammatory benefits of a hyperbaric chamber?
Well, the inflammatory effects are actually a good thing, especially when you're working with kids on the autism spectrum, because the upregulation in the reactive oxygen species has an activating effect on the immune system and helps to kill off some of the pathogens. So it can help to lower your viral load or your viral titers. It can help to kill off some of the bacterial loads in the body. And then afterwards, a few hours after hyperbarics and after treatment, you see an upregulation in some of the antioxidant enzymes like superoxide dismutase,
right,
catalase, things of that nature. So it's sort of a rebound effect.
What about, you said about heavy metals. What about iron, ferritin levels in these individuals when they are undergoing these hyperoxic sessions? Is there any interplay with iron, and does more iron or less iron benefit the patient?
That I haven't read much about or studied much about, but my understanding is that, you know, you obviously want optimal iron levels to help with hemoglobin transport, et cetera.
Right.
But, you know, anything above that is just going to create more free radicals and more oxidative stress, so it would be harmful to the patient.
Interesting. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up. We have more to discuss about hyperbaric chamber therapy. We're talking with Dr. Tim Jackson. His website is nsccharlotte.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio. AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechano Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
Melatonin is the best sleep aid in the world, but it has one flaw, the delivery method. Melatonin tablets are not efficient and can wear off too soon, leaving you wide awake in the middle of the night. Time-release tablets make you feel groggy in the morning. Now there's the AgeForce Sustained Delivery Melatonin Patch. This transdermal patch delivers a precise amount of melatonin from the moment you apply it and continues to do so for an entire 6 hours. This ensures a full night's sleep while waking refreshed and ready to go. Visit AgeForce.com and use the coupon code SHRMEL and save
save 50% off your first order. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use SHRMEL today and sleep better tomorrow.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro Series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro Series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro Series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. The possibility of hyperbaric therapy is becoming more and more in vogue. There are companies now that are renting these hard hyperbaric chambers by the week. You can have it delivered to your home for your failing grandparent or for your child. If you have a child that's on the spectrum and you want to try this therapy, obviously you can also go to a facility like NSC in Charlotte, North Carolina, and have Dr. Tim Jackson and his group work with you. Obviously, there's a little bit more than just sticking the kid in there, closing it, and letting them stay in there for a while to making it effective. So let's talk a little bit about what you're seeing. How long does if the child that's on the spectrum is introduced to the hyperbaric chamber properly? You've done all the preliminary work with opening methylation pathways and reducing toxic loads and viral loads and so on, and then the child spends what duration of time each session in the chamber?
Typically 60 to 90 minutes. Some people, because they're coming in from out of town, will do two-a-day treatments, and it's fine to do that, especially since some of the kids will be treating at lower pressures. They just have to be separated by a four-hour window so they can do one a.m. treatment and one p.m. treatment.
Now, I have to ask you the question that must be on many people's minds. These children have specific and special sensory issues. How do they deal with getting into the chamber, first of all, and then staying there for 90 minutes at a time?
The chambers are big enough for a parent to get in with them. So
really?
So the parents will typically climb in with the child and stay in. Sometimes they'll take a nap, but there's also a DVD player on the outside, so they typically pick out a movie, DVD, etc., put it in, and then they're able to watch their favorite cartoon while they're in the chamber. Combine that with also the preparation that we do for hyperbarics, balancing the GABA and glutamate levels, will typically calm the child down and allow them to get in without any anxiety.
Have you seen any of the new research? We just did a show recently on N-acetylcysteine. Have you seen any of the new research on N-acetylcysteine also being effective in calming the child by reducing the glutamate synthesis in the brain?
I have seen some of it. Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
actually.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool. But anyway, okay. So the child stays in there for 90 minutes. You can do up to two a day sessions. You need to do a minimum of 7 sessions before you evaluate whether it's effective, correct?
40.
I'm sorry. 40. Wow. Okay, so you need to do
40
sessions.
Yeah, a total of 40 sessions before you see typically any benefit. And sometimes people will begin seeing benefit before 40, but really it takes that amount to really cement the results, help them last longer. And if someone wants to return and do more treatments, they usually need about a 3-week to 4-week break between their 40 treatments.
Really? Why? Why do you need a break?
Just because there's some concern over oxygen toxicity in the central nervous system, even though it's reversible. The studies that the hyperbaric societies have done have shown that people typically benefit from a 2 to 3 week break between treatment sessions.
And so, okay, so with that being said, a parent invests, how much does it cost for a session?
Some insurances will pay for it, depending on your insurance. But if you pay cash out of pocket, our center costs $100. It charges $100 per session for the heart chamber for one session.
So we're talking about a $4,000 investment by a family, and assuming that they go for one a day, they get real aggressive. We're talking about a $4,000 investment over the course of a little more than a month. To see any type of results. What type of results have been seen? Is it dramatic where the families go, wow, this is the best $4,000 I've ever invested? Or is it just marginal that when you combine it with all the other therapies, it helps this child get just a little closer to normalcy?
It's pretty dramatic in most cases. Sometimes you'll have children begin speaking for the first time or begin walking for the first time. In kids on the spectrum who have really low tone, who have a lot of mitochondrial issues, they'll typically develop more muscle tone after their 40 sessions or 80 sessions, however many they do. Since the hyperbaric has such an effect on the mitochondria, you'll notice their floppiness sort of decreases. They're able to sit up for the first time, things of that nature. And it really depends on where they are, where they were interrupted in their development, as far as what type of results they see, and also what other treatments are they doing. So, did they prepare their body? Are they working on methylation? Are they addressing gut infections? If they're just doing the hyperbaric, they'll see a benefit, but that benefit will typically subside after, a few months if you don't prepare the body appropriately.
So what you're saying is if after 40 sessions, the benefits last a few months.
Right.
So
right.
It sounds like this is something that people would do 40 sessions once a quarter, for instance.
Yeah, some people will come back. What they'll do is they'll do 40 consecutive, and then if they're local, they'll come back once a week or once every 2 weeks for a treatment, just sort of maintenance therapy. And just depending on what they're treating for, sometimes the results will last much longer. We had a gentleman who was in Vietnam who had a wound that had not healed, and after 60 hyperbaric dives, his wound was completely healed.
What I want to talk about wound healing in the next segment, also in
sure.
TBI, but staying with autism just for a moment longer.
Sure.
How did they stumble onto this idea? What research was out there? What indicators were out there that hyperoxic sessions for the brain would somehow help these children?
Well, I think what happened is they were seeing with the initial hyperbaric treatments increased cognitive benefits, even though they weren't going after that with some of the other treatments like wound healing and things like that. Those individuals were reporting better cognitive benefits. And so I think they started with looking at some of the SPECT scans pre and post treatment, and they were noticing increased cerebral blood flow. And so they said, hey, since kids on the spectrum typically have decreased cerebral blood flow, let's try it and see if it helps out in terms of cognition, language, speech development, et cetera.
See, the interesting thing about this is that when I did my research into hyperoxia, one of the benefits of hyperoxia is increased memory recall and cognition. Just we're talking about there was a study done in a classroom environment where the classroom had enriched oxygenated air, and it was a double blind placebo crossover. They had the same individuals in both oxygenated and non oxygenated rooms, and the ability to recall after exposure to new material was just dramatically better in the individuals that were getting hyperoxic air versus the individuals that were just getting regular room air. It's been well established the benefits of oxygenation to the brain's function. But they weren't using hyperbaric chambers. What does the hyperbaric chamber bring to the equation by elevating the pressure on the body to a number of atmospheres? Does it help to oxygenate tissue as well, for instance, things that aren't maybe readily fed by the blood system?
Exactly. So typically oxygen is carried by the hemoglobin molecules in the blood, and there's typically no oxygen in the plasma. But because you're increasing the pressure so dramatically, you're able to dissolve more oxygen in the plasma, and you create angiogenesis or generation of new blood vessels. So you're getting blood flow to areas that previously were not fed the amount of blood flow or oxygen that it needed. And so now it's actually having a detoxifying effect as well, because you're getting to tissues that were not fed nutrients before.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Let's do this. We're going to take an early break. When we come back, I want to kind of switch the topics a little bit. I want to talk about wound healing a little bit, because obviously increased oxygen has some benefits in that area as well. So we'll talk about that. And then a little bit later, we're going to talk about traumatic brain injury and these hyperbaric chambers. We're talking today with Dr. Tim Jackson. You can learn more about him by going to his website, nsccharlotte.com. We'll be right back.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
An aromatase inhibitor shown to be stronger than ATD and 6-oxo and a SERM to rival tamoxifen. Finally, muscle-building testosterone levels. Finally, Formax. Old-school testosterone boosters never did quite work that well because they fell short of critical levels of testosterone needed to build muscle. They only controlled estrogen. That's like flooring a gas pedal connected to a 4-cylinder engine. No matter how hard you push, the engine isn't going to run any faster. Formex changes that by signaling each level of testosterone production, replacing your old four-cylinder with a supercharged V12. Get Formex. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Formex banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest protein bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Rhythm is a dancer. It's a source companion.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking with Dr. Tim Jackson about hyperbaric therapy. Okay, so for wound healing, in what kind of circumstances should somebody be looking to this, as opposed to just letting the wound heal on its own?
Typically, with the hospital-based wound care programs, after 6 weeks of the various therapies they do, like pulsatile lavage, et cetera, if there's documentation by a physician of decreased tissue oxygenation, they'll send the person to hyperbaric oxygen facility. But what happens is it really causes an increase in fibroblast proliferation. And increased tissue to be laid down. That, along with the increased white blood cell count and phagocyte count, really helps the wounds heal.
And once again, we're talking about 90 minutes at a time, a session.
Yes.
And how exactly, many how many sessions should somebody be prepared for when going for wound healing?
It depends. So the gentleman that we had, I mentioned, who was in Vietnam, he did 80 dives, and around the 60th dive, his wound had completely healed up.
Really?
And, so,
and prior
yeah.
to that, he could not get the wound to heal at all?
No, he could not.
What kind of wound was it?
It was a wound located on the greater trochanter, so right on his glutes,
right.
Or near the glutes. But after 60 treatments, he started noticing, or 40 treatments, he noticed that the wound was beginning to close, and after 60 treatments, he noticed that it was completely sealed.
And what about the elderly who are bedridden? Do they benefit? I know that the anodyne had gotten FDA approval for their 890-nanometer LED light pads to stimulate wound healing for, like, bed sores and stuff like that. Is this a practical application for that as well?
Sure. So with the chambers that we have, one of our chambers is situated so that we can slide the bed out and help the individual get situated on and placed on the table, and then just slide the treatment table inside the hyperbaric chamber. That way they don't have to move around, or, you know, if they're not able or have decreased mobility, we're able to get them in the chamber safely and without any danger or anything like that.
This is a really big chamber. I mean, two people can sit in it or lay in it side by side? Is it, you have to lay
yes.
in it or sit in it?
You can do either one, actually. So we have someone who's 6'3 who sits up in it, and he typically has plenty of room.
That's amazing. I mean, I always envision them, you know, like the chambers that you see. These are long, almost tube-like chambers where you have to crawl in and lay down. You can only be, you know, you can only lay down, maybe lift your head gently. But there's very little room. But this chamber sounds like it's very, very big. What are the dimensions of it?
You know, I have no idea. But we do have several people who are well over 6'2 who get in and lay down. You can sit up. You know, you certainly can't stand up. But with our chambers, it's a two-person chamber or a parent and child. There are multi-place chambers where you can actually, you know, sit up, move around, and each individual in that chamber will have a mask, and so it can hold up to about 15 or 16 individuals in
that chamber. Is the mask, do you have to wear a mask in it? I didn't think you'd have to wear a mask in it, since the entire chamber is being pressurized and oxidized. Oxygenated, I'm sorry.
Right, so not in our chambers you don't, but in the multi-place chambers that you'll see sometimes in various facilities and sometimes in hospitals, people will be treating at different pressures, so they will use a mask to have various oxygen concentrations.
Talk about traumatic brain injury. Traumatic brain injury is becoming a larger and larger problem with our enlisted personnel. The American government has paid literally hundreds of millions of dollars to have enlisted personnel tested upon entry into the military so that they'd have a baseline of functionality and brain function, so that they'd have something to compare to upon exiting, to say, okay, this person has TBI, this person doesn't. But interestingly enough, the American government doesn't test on exiting. Wonder why. But nonetheless, we have a lot of enlisted personnel who are coming out of the military, and they definitely clearly have TBI, but everybody's ignoring it.
Sure, sure. So we have quite a few military personnel, Green Beret, Special Forces, et cetera, that visit our facility for traumatic brain injury, PTSD, et cetera. And part of it, you know, is addressing their orthopedic injuries by decreasing the inflammation. But the other issue is increasing cerebral blood flow, helping the mitochondria heal, which is going to help cerebral activity, and also decreasing cytokine activity and lowering the inflammatory load, so that it gives them their body a better chance to heal overall.
What is there any evidence that these hyperbaric sessions affect any of the growth factors? You mentioned fibroblast growth factors a moment ago, which are critical for new nerve collateralization, and then obviously there's vascular endothelial growth factors that have to play a role in wound healing. Clearly those must be upregulated. Is there any specific research that points to the effects of hyperoxic conditions, especially pressurized, that are reaching different tissue levels in increasing growth factors in general?
I don't know about growth factors in general, but as you mentioned, with VEGF or vascular endothelial growth factor, you do see quite a bit of increase with that. But I'm not aware of any other studies that have focused on, you know, each individual growth factor.
I mean, VEGF as well as fibroblast growth factor are both downstream metabolites of growth hormone, just like mechanogrowth factor and so on. So clearly, one would have to believe that there may be a presence in elevated growth hormone as well from these hyperoxic, hyperpressurized sessions. Otherwise, where would the vascular endothelial growth factors and the fibroblast growth factors be coming from?
Sure. I mean, it makes sense hypothetically.
Yeah, I mean, that which then begs the question, and this is not me asking this question. This is actually some of the talking heads on mainstream media.
Sure.
Why wouldn't one believe that these sessions could promote existing cancers to grow faster and larger?
Because of the immune system activity, you're actually upregulating the immune system, helping to balance some of the T cell counts, lowering viral loads. We know there's a strong correlation between viruses and many different types of leukemias, et cetera. So you're actually benefiting the immune system. So there's really no way for that to be possible. That's just, you know, hogwash.
Yeah. No, I know. And I mean, I watched a brief investigative report on one of these morning shows, and it was hosted by the guy with the gray hair. I can't think of his name right now. He's a thin guy. He's very popular. I think he started on CNN, and they were talking about growth hormone. And, you know, the mainstream orthodoxy comes out and says growth hormone causes cancer. And, you know, and it frustrates me because I'm sitting here in the chair watching this, and I'm thinking, no one is asking the right questions.
Right.
And so when this guy is going, well, growth hormone causes cancer, it's reckless to use growth hormone because it causes cancer. And then a friend of Farrah Fawcett's came on and said, well, I used growth hormone at the same time that Farrah did. And when she came down with her cancer, I stopped using my growth hormone because I know that it caused Farrah's cancer. And I'm sitting there in bewilderment because the people who were on the pro side, the anti-aging community, not one of them said to these other physicians who were saying that growth hormone causes cancer, someone needed to say, Dr. Schmoenso, whatever your name is, just curious, at what point in life is growth hormone the highest in humans? Well, when we're children and where our body is growing and probably up until the time that we're 19 or 20 years old. Thank you. So in other words, growth hormone is the highest then, right? Yes, that's right. So why aren't children developing all of these cancers at 8, 9, 10, 12, 15, 17, 18 years of age when growth hormone is raging? And I want to hear one of them answer that question. I want them to tell me why growth hormone causes cancer in adults, but not in children.
Right. The same issue as in testosterone causing prostate cancer.
Yes. And these pundits that they have on these shows, they very strategically pick the right candidates for the interview that are going to feebly fumble over their questions. Well, you know, well, growth hormone causes cancer. Well, there is some evidence that IGF. Well, you know what? There's also evidence that certain cancers thrive in a hyperoxic state. There's certain cancers that thrive in a hypoxic state. There's certain cancers that thrive in high glucose availability states. So can we say that oxygen and sugar cause cancer too? No, wait, let's start choking people when they get cancer. Let's asphyxiate them so we shut down the oxygen in their body. How stupid would that be? Why are we trying to shut down growth factors?
It's ridiculous. It doesn't make any sense.
Oh, it really aggravates the heck out of me. But anyway, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're talking with Dr. Tim Jackson. His website is nsccharlotte.com. We're talking about hyperbaric chamber therapy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We got Yin Yang Twins and Mike Jones in the house tonight. Yep.
Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you
train with it, you'll gain with it.
Summer is here. You need help quick. You need the 21-Day Beachbody Challenge from 21dayfit.com. Want muscle? Want chiseled abs? Want to feel great about your body? Then go to 21dayfit.com today and get the results you want in 21 days. From body of work icon Sean Phillips to you, this results-driven 21-minute program for 21 days gives you foolproof success, and it's free. Go to 21dayfit.com and start today, and your abs are on the way. That's the number 21dayfit.com, and download the Summer Supercharger immediately.
The ingredients in Bridge read like a who's who of hormones and natural compounds designed to increase muscle mass, focus, and libido so you can keep all your hard-earned muscle gains as you cycle off or diet down. Bridge is not fairy dust. Ingredients like Fatogea, Pregenolon, Phosphatidylserine, and Alpha-GPC ensure you maintain an anabolic environment while Uricoma, Longifolia, Murabuama, Lepidium Mayeni, and Resveratrol keep you feeling strong and focused just the way you were on cycle. Bridge is the most unique supplement on the market that works anytime. Check out Bridge today at needtobuildmuscle.net. Don't lose your gains.
No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
You already know how great the Testo 100 Transdermal Testosterone Boosting Patch is. Well, now it's even better. The new and improved Testo 100 patch now contains diaspartic acid, stinging nettle root, and androstenotrione to increase free testosterone while reducing sex hormone binding globulin and aromatase enzyme. It's still made in FDA-certified labs and contains all the great ingredients that made it work originally. But now it's even better. Bypassing the stomach to deliver its ingredients throughout the day for greater increases in energy, libido, and muscle-building, fat-burning effects. Get 50% off when you use the coupon code SHR4. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use the coupon code SHR4 and get your new Testo 100 patch today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
J.R. Sean Kingston.
Your way to beauty.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Age Force will be announcing on my show next Monday a modification to their fat burner patch. They've had lots of people have success with their fat burner patch, but they've had some non-responders out there that have made them go back to the drawing board. They are adding the over-the-counter thyroid hormone T2, which has been shown to burn fat dramatically, to their fat burner patch for those people who were non-responders. And my audience will have a free 30-day trial of this new fat burner patch just in time for the summer. So stay tuned. Banner ads will be up on SHR.com, and we'll be talking more about this Monday of next week. Right now we're talking with Dr. Tim Jackson, and we're talking about hyperbaric chamber therapy. Okay, so Tim, with the advent of, just this weekend, we're preparing for this interview, and Elisa goes to me, Carl, aren't you going to be talking with Dr. Jackson about hyperbaric chamber therapy? I said, yes. She goes, look at this. A small quarter-page ad, rent a hyperbaric chamber by the day, by the week, or by the month, delivered right to your home. Okay, so I'm thinking to myself, anytime you give people access to medical equipment, they run the risk of hurting themselves with it.
Right.
If someone is thinking about getting a hyperbaric chamber delivered to their home, what are the risks they run using it inappropriately or improperly?
Well, if they're using the soft chamber in their homes, they run the risk of toxicity simply because the quality of their indoor air is going to dictate the quality of the air that they're pressurizing. So if you have mold spores, various toxins in the home air, then it's obviously going to create a problem in the body once you raise the pressure and concentrate it inside the body.
What about if they're getting, I think these are hard chambers actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. And I got to believe they're pretty expensive, too.
Yeah, the heart chambers typically run about $150,000. I have not heard of those being delivered.
Oh, so maybe you're right. Maybe they're soft chambers. Does the soft chamber just look like a tent?
Yeah, it's basically a glorified sleeping bag. That's essentially what it is.
Ah, okay, okay. So chances are that's exactly what they're renting then.
Right, right.
And so, as that really doesn't elevate to the kind of pressurization to get deep tissue oxygenation, right?
Right. So most of them that I'm aware of only go to 1.3 atmospheres. And you will see some benefit. There's some studies to show or support that there's some neurological healing and decreased inflammation with 1.3 atmospheres. But typically the studies that show, you know, HBOT or hyperbarics does not work are reporting on the 1.3 atmosphere soft chambers, and they don't tell you that in the study or in the media. They simply say hyperbaric oxygen doesn't work.
Now, why not just get an oxygen generator and some cannulas and sit there and just increase the quality of your air, so to speak, and forget about the extra 0.3 atmosphere?
Well, I would say come to a heart chamber instead of using the nasal cannula. But theoretically, yeah, you could do that, but you're not combining the pressurized component of it, whereas when you're in a hard chamber, you're not only using concentrated oxygen, but you're pressurizing it and increasing it in the plasma as well.
Yeah, so really what it comes down to is that pressurization makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah. What have we not covered? Is there anything that you want to cover? Is there anything you want people to take away from this interview when they think about the possibility of using hyperbaric chambers?
Oxygen, you know, is one of the major nutrients in life. It can help with mitochondrial function. Anything that is not healing in your body can certainly benefit from hyperbaric oxygen therapy, whether it's an autoimmune issue, a neurological issue, a fracture. We've had great success with individuals with fracture healing in about half the time of what it normally takes. So basically any issue it's not resolving can be addressed by
hyperoxia in any way detoxifying?
Yes, it is actually, because you're increasing the blood flow to tissues that previously did not receive adequate nutrition or blood flow. And so now what you're doing is moving waste or debris around and out of the body, assuming that the bowels are moving appropriately, et cetera.
Because I'm a big proponent of like giving blood with some regularity, so as a detoxification process for the body, especially for men. And I'm wondering if periodic, like for somebody who has no particular symptoms and they think, you know, maybe I'll go and try this hyperbaric chamber therapy. How many sessions should they go for just for kind of the prophylactic effect of hyperoxia?
I would say at least 10 or 15, and then do maintenance one every couple of weeks.
And what frequency would you spread that 10 or 15 out over?
Depending on, you know, what their goals are, if it's just general wellness, I would say for the first 10 or 15, try to do them within a two-week period, so fairly close together. Some people are treating for things like Lyme disease, things of that nature will actually treat every day, 7 days a week.
Are you seeing results with people with Lyme disease?
Yeah, we're seeing great benefits because it actually it works synergistically with the nutraceuticals and the antibiotics if they need them to penetrate deeper into the tissues, and it has that upregulation of the immune system as well. So we're seeing quite a bit of benefit with that.
I didn't even think about that. And that, you know, Lyme disease is back on the rise again, apparently, on the East Coast.
Right.
And so, so people who suffer from Lyme disease, because you did say mitochondria effects of hyperoxia. And there seems to be a downregulation of mitochondria function in people who have Lyme disease. Huh?
Right, right. And it tends to be a high correlation of people that get Lyme typically have, or not always, but usually the MTHFR gene. So we work a lot on methylation, getting the metals out. We have an infrared sauna in-house. So it's really, you know, the synergy of everything. The people that don't see results with Lyme that use hyperbarics typically, or that's the only thing they're doing. They're not worrying about their vitamin D levels and moving their bowels and getting rid of infections and things like that.
This is kind of completely off topic, but I'm just thinking about detoxification, methylation, and so on. Are you familiar with DMSA?
Yes.
Do you use it at all to help rid people of heavy metals and stuff like that?
I don't, because what we're finding is that once you fix methylation, about 95% of the metals will come out on their own, and that's checking pre and post with a urine provocation test. So a lot of the times, if you're just chelating the way it was explained to me, it's kind of like opening a side door, But if you're working on the pathway, the methylation pathway, you're opening the entire pathway so that you're getting the metals out safely, and you tend to not run the risk of a flare-up with yeast, viruses, and things like that.
Because here's what I was going to ask you. I've never used DMSA, but I've toyed with the idea of taking a dose of DMSA prior to going and giving blood, because DMSA seems to allow the body to release from its tissue the heavy metals into the bloodstream, but then what do you do with it after that? And I'm thinking, sure. Hey, if I'm going to go give a pint of blood today, a little nudge to get my body to release some of the heavy metals out of tissue into the bloodstream, and then go and give a pint of blood,
sure.
Might actually be, while it may be a dirty trick to the person who's getting that pint of blood from me, it's not a bad idea for me. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense. Typically, I don't use the chelators. I work on the methylation, you know, that makes the glutathione that helps the body. Because if you're just trying to do the methylation, a lot of times kids will have such severe regression because they're going to flare up the yeast, and they're just moving the metals around instead of out, especially
right.
If they're having bowel issues and they're not having frequent bowel movements, et cetera.
How fast does DMSA work? If I take a dose of DMSA, how long before it starts to cause my body to release the metals into the bloodstream?
I forget what the half-life is, but look up Andy Cutler's work.
I think he's actually been on my show, actually, I feel like.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And so this is interesting. For those of you who ever have to go into a hospital and get blood, you may want to ask if it came from me. Because there may be a really high load of heavy metals and mercury in it when you get my blood. But anyway, I haven't done it. I've thought about it. I've talked about it. And I haven't done it because I almost feel like, gee, that's a dirty trick. You know, to kind of like load my blood up with all the waste and then give a pint and say, oh, yeah, here, take it. Don't worry about it. And then somebody gets that when they're in their weakest stage. You know, they're fighting a disease and somebody goes, well, give them a pint of blood. And they give them a pint of blood that actually pushes them over the edge and kills them. You know what I mean? So I haven't done it, and I'm probably never going to do it. But if I could just get phlebotomized, I mean, I would love to find a doctor just to phlebotomize me once a quarter, once every 2 months, take a pint of blood and throw it away. But I can't find a doctor to do that. I mean, that would be the best bet. Then I don't have to give it to somebody.
Sense.
Yeah, just, you know. Anyway, all right. Look, Tim, it's always great to have you on the show. The website is nsccharlotte.com. The actual name of the practice is what?
The Neurosensory Center of Charlotte, and we're together with Charlotte Metro Hyperbarics, and so it's all the same company.
Okay. So go to nsccharlotte.com. Tim, thanks for being on the show today.
Thanks, Carl.
Okay. All right, so we also want to thank Rob Regish for coming on and doing the Blueprint Power Hour. Again, I will make this request to you. First of all, go to the new Superhuman Radio Network fan page and like us, first of all. Number two, if you've ever sold advertising of any type, please email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. And if you are a social media marketing guru, please email me at onair@superhumanradio.com. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel. Prepare to experience the